Kyle Plouffe from the 7 Acres Foundation. Good morning, Kyle. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ken. I'm doing just great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Nice to have you on board here. How's it going with the 7 Acres Foundation and the community center at Lake Chelan?
Well, we're making great strides. I mean, it's, most weeks I look at the project and I'm just amazed on how far along we are from where we started, and it's very encouraging. This last year has just been so great of not just donations and getting people informed and on board, but actually progress, moving dirt around and turning over shovels and getting started.
Right, right. Kyle, by the way, lead pastor at the Real Life Lake Chelan Church. He's also a longtime board member of the 7 Acres Foundation. Kyle, were you in on the very beginnings of the community center project?
The very early beginnings, Ken, was I and a handful of people sat in a room and said, we need a building for Real Life Lake Chelan. And that was the first inkling of an idea, because we meet in the high school in Lake Chelan, high school. And it didn't take us too long to figure out that we didn't want to build a church. And we didn't want to build a building just for church people. So we decided, let's build a community center. Well, we launched that, and we didn't get but probably 18 months into it, and we all looked at each other and said, well, this is never going to happen with us. You know, if it's not a community thing, it's not going to happen. So slowly but surely, a new board was formed. In real life, as far as leadership in it, just took a back seat. And it became a legitimate full community center. And the idea of Real Life controlling it and running it, we let loose of that. And we donated property and cash as a church to get the thing moving, and then we step back out of controlling it. So now we're just a partner like anybody else. We rent offices there. We'll rent Sunday morning space there, but we don't run it and control it. We're just now a long-term partner with the community center.
Partner and tenant, I guess you would say, right?
Yeah. We're just excited that you don't know what you don't know till you don't know it. And I think one of the things that's going to happen, and I've been trying to put this in the words the last few years, is we're excited about the partners we have signed on, and from the pool to fitness to the root school, all kinds of different things that are very, very exciting. But there's a bunch of things that are going to happen that we don't know are going to happen until that building is up and going. And we're very excited now, but I think the community and others are going to see, man, this was a lot bigger and a lot more than we ever thought it could be. So very excited about where we're headed.
Right, right. You've talked a little bit about what the Real Life Association is now with the center. Let's talk about some of your partners here. Thrive Chelan Valley. Tell me about them and what they are bringing to the center, the community center table, so to speak.
Well, I love all our partners. The people that were brave enough to step out and join us before we even had dirt moving around. And Thrive, under Kayla Hellison's leadership, has been really vital. It's the standards for helping kids and teenagers in our valley. And one of the exciting things about the community center is when Thrive moves its operation in there, we're going to see a great place for the teen center to operate. Thrive oversees the teen center, and brand new facilities, a room dedicated to their needs and what they need on Fridays and Saturday nights. That's very exciting to me. The community's been great to the teen center over the last few decades, and it deserves to have a nice place where kids can feel comfortable, can run and jump and shout, or just sit and talk if they want. So I'm very excited about Thrive, especially the teen center part being connected to the community center.
Right. Young Life is another one of your partners. So how do they fit into this picture?
It's going to be interesting because we have these teenage help groups, the teen center, Young Life, youth group at Real Life called Rendezvous, and others. And so we've designed a room in the community center specifically fit for teenagers. So they can cook, hang out, play. And so all of those groups will be partners as far as they'll use the same facilities. Even though they represent different entities, I think we're going to be able to see how they'll be able to interact with each other also. You know, I don't think anyone in our community wants to see, oh, I don't know how to describe it, a bunch of silos of helpers that we all want to be part of one big group helping our community instead of individuals trying to do it all by themselves. And that's what the community, that center lends us, is instead of each entity just doing a little, when we all gather together, we're going to do far more. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what we see with Young Life, the teen center, and youth groups as well.
Okay. Kyle, give us an update on the building and the project itself. What are we looking at building-wise at this point?
Well, we got dirt moving around this fall and got far as we could until the weather said stop. Uh-huh. So we'll be ramping up full, ready to go by this spring. I'm always the wrong person to ask, Ken, because I'm impatient and I want it to happen faster. In my mind, this thing would have been built a couple of years ago. That's not the way things work. But we'll be up this spring that you'll see great movement. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll keep moving along. Donations keep flowing in and we're ready to go and start building this thing up. So that's the best I can tell you without getting into trouble as far as guessing a timeline.
Yeah.
But for sure this spring we're going to be up and moving.
I'm sure you can help us when people want to donate. Where do they go to do that? Because I know you're still looking for donations.
Sure. They can go to the 7acresfoundation.org online. That's the best place you can give online. There's information there and address and people to contact. You know, way back when, Ken, when this was just an idea that I and a few other people had, we gathered some people together and I said, the only way this thing's going to happen is not if a few people give a lot, but if a bunch of people give a little. Mm-hmm. And thank God we've had that happen in a big way, that we've had some people give a lot, and then we've had a bunch of people give a little, and that's how this thing happened. So if people are excited about the community center, want to know more information, they can go to 7acresfoundation.org, or if they're ready to give, and whatever, $50 to $1,000, whatever that is, it's all the little gifts that are going to add up to making a big difference in our community.
Kyle, I've never asked this. I don't know if anybody's ever asked this. Why is it named the 7 Acres Foundation? Is that the size of the property that the community center is going to be on, or what?
No, originally, it's a good question, Ken, to get some history of the community center. Originally, it was scheduled to be built out on Anderson Road out by Chelan Fruit, and that was 7 acres.
Ah.
So when we decided it's not a Real Life project, it's going to be an all-community project, and a new board was formed separate from Real Life, then we called it the 7 Acres Foundation.
Okay.
Since then, we've donated that property to the low-income housing group in Chelan, and we partnered with the Lookout to get the acres that we're on now. And so 7 acres comes from the original land plot back a few years ago.
There we go. 7acresfoundation.org, or you can go to ccat lakechelan.org. And there we go. Kyle, thanks for a few minutes out, huh? Best to
you. Thank you, Ken. Thanks for all your support.
My pleasure. Take care, sir.
All right.
Bye now.